Culture Guild's Music Podcast, Episode 4.
Hello and welcome once again to the Culture Guild's Music Podcast. This is Episode 4, which means that by now I've played 17 songs. Most DJs probably play 17 songs their first day. And we're how far into this little experiment? We're quite far into it. Now, if you've never heard the Culture Guild's Music Podcast before, the basic rule that I've set out and tried to follow is that every piece of music that I play is either pod safe, pre-cleared, or I've gotten permission from the artist to play the music. So I'm pretty much in the clear legally and in terms of my own conscience, you know, I'm not screwing anybody out of anything. And since this is my fourth show, I think I've learned a few things over the past few weeks that will help this go a little bit smoother than it has previously. Like, this time out, there's actually something resembling a thematic flow to this, even though some of the connections are rather tenuous at times, but that's the way things go. So let's just get started, shall we?
Sanctioned strokes to probe
in the gallery of sanctioned strokes.
Gallery of sanctioned strokes
to probe my deepest crossroads.
Jump into a new dimension, crescendo, crescendo. Though it isn't always like this. Step outside the common flavor. A picture will save ya. Acting all irrational, acting all irrational. Confuse, mislead me. Free me of my identity. In the realm, I split the pop by a discus. In the realm, I fall far from the business. Misgiving, deceiving, deceiving your one time being. Won't they succumb to whoever?
In the gallery of sanctioned strokes, you probe my deepest crossroads. In a gallery of sanctioned strokes,
just
to provide deepest crossroads. In a gallery of sanctioned strokes, to provide
thank you.
That was Fagin with Dante from the album Shipping Secrets. And Fagin is Brisbane, Australian duo Dominic Vincent and Damien Sutton. And that track featured vocalist Dub Suckling. The song reminded me of some early trip-hop work and the band Lamb. If anyone out there is familiar with that band, Lamb, yeah. And I found this song on IOTA PromoNet, which at this point I'm obligated to say, because basically to get permission to play the music, well, I have to jump through some hoops. I hope you understand that. Unfortunately, I haven't seen any new releases from Fagin as of late, as Shipping Secrets. It looks like that album came out in 2003, so I wish I could give the band a bit more promotion, but alas, there's nothing really new to promote. And since this first song had the title of Dante, well, I thought it was fitting that the second song should also be related to that, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. social studies with Dante and Corey Warr. For those of you who have listened to this show before, you know that I played some social studies back to close show 2. And for those of you who haven't heard my little informational spiel about them, here goes. They formed in San Francisco in 2006. They released an EP called This Is the World's Biggest Hammer. They're working on a new album. It was supposed to be released last year, but it was delayed. They're supposed to be a great live act, yada yada yada, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, me just going yada 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 isn't really telling you anything, but I've talked about them before, so yeah. But somehow the opening of this song reminds me of the theme from the TV show Taxi, and I don't know why. I mean, I've listened to that theme song, and it doesn't really have anything sonically to do with this song. Maybe it's a feeling, I don't know, but it's just something very weird. I think I like this song because thematically it's darker than the other work I've heard from them, and Natalia Rojavin and the rest of the band sound almost like Stereolab on this track, which I really appreciate. Now, I could gush and say a whole bunch of other stuff about social studies and Stereolab and Taxi. Oh, how I would love to talk about Taxi, but you really got to get on with the podcast. And since this song was roughly about war, why not go to another war-related song? It seems to make sense to me. Hope it makes sense to you as well.
I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I was with Custer and the 7th, 76 or 77, scalped that little bighorn by the Sioux. And the tears and devastation of a once proud warrior nation, this I know, cause I was riding with them too. And I drank mare's blood on the run when I rode with the great Khan on the frozen Mongol steppe while at his height. And I was a white guard, I was a red guard, I was a czar's own palace horse guard when Romanov was murdered in the night. And I knew Saladin and rode his swift Arabians, harassing doomed crusaders on the heavy drafts. And yet I rode the Percheron against the circling Saracen, and once again against myself was cast. Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I've worn the mighty's crimson. If you're silent and you'll listen, you'll know that it was with them that I stood when Mare Thorpe, she cried as her four horsemen died, gunned down in scarlet coldest blood. Well, I was the firstest with the mostest when I fought for Bedford Forest, suffered General Wilson's Union raid. And mine was not the reason why, mine was but to do or die at Crimea with the charging light brigade. On high from Swiss or Sweden, be me Christian, be me heathen, the devil to the saber I shall put. With a crack flanking maneuver, I'm a new land a la super, striking terror into regiment of foot. Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I knew my days were numbered when all the trenches lumbered. More modern machinations de la guerre. No match for rapid fire or the steelbirds of the sky. With a final rearguard action, I retreat. No match for barbed wire or the armored engine's whine. Reluctant, I retire and take my leave. Today I ride with special forces on those wily Afghan horses. The storm's northern lions give their thanks. And no matter defeat or victory in battle, it occurs to me that we may see a swelling in our ranks. Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run. I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. I'm a horse soldier, eternal through and through.
And that was Cor Blund with Horse Soldier, Horse Soldier, which is the title track from his fifth album. He's from Tabor, Alberta, which is, like, that's rural Alberta. His family's been living in Alberta for generations. As a former history major, I really respond to the references in this song because, like, I understand where most of them are coming from. I've studied the history of war and such, and I know most of those battles. I know most of those places, those tribes. I'm familiar with those conflicts, so it really works for me on that level. But since this show is somewhat thematically related, well, since this song was titled after horses, well, we have another song that involves that animal. The throws aren't getting any better, people, but I've tried, you know. Maybe someday they'll be smooth, but half my charm is supposedly that I'm not really smooth. So let's get on with the show. Okay, let's end this little bit of suffering that I'm inflicting on everybody. Let's just get on with the next song.
Shadows, horse night with dancers.
With Horse and I from the album Fur and Gold. If you read my blog, you know that I posted the video for the Bat for Lashes song What's a Girl to Do. Now, in that video, Natasha Khan, who is Bat for Lashes, truth be told, you know, like, Bat for Lashes is a pseudonym for her. In that video, she looks an awful lot like Lily Allen, but I've seen other pictures of her, and she's easily recognizable as not being Lily Allen, which some might say is a good thing, some might say it's a bad thing. I say it's a good thing, but now I found this song on a service called Record Label, like it's spelled R-C-R-D-L-B-L. It's basically just Record Label without the vowels, and basically Bat for Lashes is the reason I found that service, because I liked What's a Girl to Do so much, like I wanted to play it on my podcast, so I went looking for a Podsafe version of something that Natasha Khan has released, and Horse and I is that song. And I was happy to hear that she has a new album coming out in April called Two Sons, which I'm really looking forward to. And the next song is really tenuously connected to Horse and I, but I can prove it. I can link them. So the faster that I stop talking, the faster we can just get on with things and we can see what this connection is, okay? So just bear with me. We'll be right back. Tree Wave with Sleep from the Cabana EP. Now, I know that I told you that I would connect the previous song, Bat for Lashes, Horse and I, with this song, and here it goes. The previous song started with the lyric, Get Woken in the Night, and the song that I just played was named Sleep. Yeah, I know it's really lame connection, but it worked for me. That's how I had to do it. But let's get on with the throwing, you know. The first time I heard a Tree Wave, I saw one of their videos on YouTube. I was looking up Stereolab videos, and it popped up, and I liked the band so much that they ended up being my first band interview, which their interview is currently up at my blog. I will be posting a link to that interview in my show notes at my blog. I don't know if I'm also going to add it to my show notes at Mevio. I probably will, but if you're listening to this at Mevio and there's no link, well, there's a link to my blog in the general note. The band hails from Dallas and is comprised of Paul Slocum and Lauren Gray. Their MO is using old technology like hacked 2600 cartridges, Commodore 64s, and old dot matrix printers to make their music and their visuals. Like when they're in concert, they use the hacked 2600 cartridges to do the visual display, like their light show, and I've seen some videos of that, and it's rather stunning, really. But in addition to making music, Paul Slocum and Lauren Gray also run an art gallery in the Dallas area called the Andor Gallery, which seems to specialize in more experimental art, and I have to respect that. Like it sort of matches their music, that they would support experimental art. So I gotta respect that. But from one band named after waves to another, you probably know, if you've listened to the show enough times, you probably know what the band is, even without seeing the program notes. Yeah. When I say it's something to do with waves, yes, it's the Square Waves once again. That was the Square Waves with Cosine Do the Math. Now, you know I played the Square Waves on the first two episodes of this podcast, and the basic rundown is that I liked them back in 1996 when they were Strawberry. Lost contact with them. I didn't know what they were doing anymore. Looked for them because I really liked their music. Found out they're named the Square Waves. They used to be out of PEI. They moved to Montreal. Now they're working off the West Coast. And doing my research, I also discovered that lead singer Deidre Smith was in a short film called Mercy Seed with Tom Noonan, who is better known as Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. And now the Gory Bits. I would like to thank Tree Wave and the Square Waves for allowing me to use their music, and I also used music from Killbeat Music, Iota Promonet, and Record Label. That's RCRDLBL. Thank you for joining me on the Culture Kills Music Podcast, and I hope you join me in 2 weeks for another great episode.